always run, I never walk. I always murmur, never talk. I skip and trip on sand and chalk. I have a bank and sometimes gold. I catch the sun, the moon I hold. I am a silver thread unrolled. What am I? The river! Swirling like a dancer, drifting like a swan. Nothing stays with me for long. You are twigs caught in my rapids. You travel together, parent to child, sibling to sibling, lover to lover, till one of you spins off and away. Hey, hey, let them go. Life is a river that never returns. So, what do I find as I journey on my way, stories. People tell me their stories because I'm safe. I don't judge, I listen, and flow on, journeying on, my travels take me to Tokyo. That bustling metropolis that never stops. I snake through the city, heading for Tokyo Bay. You might miss me, I'm so covered by bridges, so overlooked by sky tree, so flanked by roads. On one side, the National Sumo Arena with its roaring supporters. And on the other, the Sensoji Temple with its chattering tourists. But it wasn't always like that. Long ago, I flowed free, untamed by human hands, between marshland and fen. There was no Tokyo, no Edo, and the capital, Kyoto, often called Miyako, was far in the west. Here was wilderness, wildness, raw inspiration. I, the Sumida River, was praised in poetry, painted in porcelain. Amidst the spring rain, a quiet mouse gently drinks Sumida River. But I was also a river of great power. I boomed and surged through Musashi Province, and if you wanted to get to the other side, to Shimusa, you had to cross me. There were no bridges, only the skillful hands of the ferryman could take you across. Only the skillful hands of the ferryman. And all travellers and traders knew they ran the risk of bandits and slavers on either side of my waters. To cross me, the Sumida, was to cross a boundary. And anyone who has ever crossed a boundary needs to traverse some kind of river or other. So are you ready? Are you ready to cross? Then look into my waters and drift. Let the sounds of the city float away. See your face in my ripples. One face, every face. One river. And listen to just one of my stories. One story from the Sumida. There was once a ferryman, broad, tall, strong, capable. In his hands a pole. As passenger after passenger boarded the boat, he held it firmly, ready to plunge it in the waters and propel the boat forward. Hurry along now, please. Everybody ready? Because today is a very special day. You've come for the ceremony. Good. But just before he could drop his pole into the water, he was interrupted. Excuse me, ferryman, please, please, take me across. I need to cross the river. Coming towards the passengers was a traveller. Now, today was strange because most of the people on board the boat were not your normal traveller or trader. They were pilgrims with one desire, to get to the opposite side of the river and join the invocation to the Buddha. Eastwards is the way I must board your boat. Eastwards is the way my work is done. Ferryman, please, take me away from the perils of the road, eastward, to the comforts of home.
You are welcome.
As the traveller climbed aboard, all those in the boat started to welcome him. You can sit here. I can shuffle up.
Thank you. Ready.
Wait. What's that noise? Sounds like a flute. High, sharp, thin, reedy.
Ah, yes, that will be the madwoman. She's been trailing me, wailing about something she lost since Miyako. Up mountains, down valleys, through forests, it's unfortunate.
And yet interesting.
I tell you, I'm done with the road. Eastwards is the way. Let's go.
No. Madness has its own music.
We'll wait.
They didn't have long to wait, because soon the madwoman appeared. She had her hat low over her face. Her clothes were fine, but showed wear and tear from her journey. In her hand, a green branch of something or other went forwards and backwards, backwards and forwards. She moved steadily, like water over grass, like water over mud. Slide, glide, and then stop to lean against a pine tree, and then off again, slide, glide. As she got closer, they noticed beneath her hat her face glinted white like the sun in the dawn, and her voice became audible.
My heart is dark. The day is bright. The day is bright. My heart is dark. My heart is blind. My heart can't see. I've lost my son. My son is lost. And so I look for him. Up peak, down valleys. I look. How was he lost? How can I find him? Where was he lost? Where can I find him? Wind, you blast the sky, bless the pines, speak of comings, speak of goings, give me news, news of my son. Wind, listen to me. My son is lost. How was he lost? How can I find him? Where was he lost? Where can I find him? Frail dew, you're here and gone, like a mother's life with her only son. Let me ask you, if he is dead, must I live on? He would have stayed. Someone took him. Where? Is he across the river? He must be. I don't know. I must know.
Ferryman, to the border between Musashi and Shimusa I have come, to the great barrier, the great Sumida River. Please take me across.
Where are you from and where are you going?
I'm from Miyako and I'm looking. Looking. Looking.
From Miyako? You must be mad, such a distance. Go on, show us. Go crazy in an interesting way.
Dance for us and then I'll let you on the boat. One mad woman, every mad woman.
One ferryman, every ferryman. Speak to me as you should. A true ferryman would say, sunset has come, all aboard. Sunset has come, all are welcome.
You are a true woman of Miyako. Your tongue is sharp. Like a woman from Miyako.
I am a true woman. Are you a true ferryman? Those birds. See them there with the white wings and the black caps? What birds are they?
Just gulls, common gulls, squawking.
Gulls? Ferryman, don't you know the birds of your river? They are Miyako birds, my birds, birds of my river. Remember the song of the poet Narihira as he stood on the banks of River Naniwa longing for home? His home, my home. Miyakadori,
crying for me. Give me your assistance. Let me know the distance between my love and I. Speak it from the sky. Does she live or die? A beautiful poem. Narihira was looking for his lover, and I look for my son, my own beloved one. Miyakadori, pity for me, travelling miles and miles looking for my child. Speak it from the sky. Does he live or die? Miyakadori, clamour for me. Remember the old song. The river floats along, boats teeming, birds screaming. Miyakadori, be true. Offer me a clue. You're not my birds. This is not my river. I am far from home. Ferryman, I have travelled up peaks and down valleys looking for my son. Your boat is crowded, but I am small. Please take me across. I have to cross the river. I have to. The madwoman went still and silent. All those on the boat looked at her face. It was white, like a mask. They all put their own faces on her face. They looked at the ferryman and held their breath. The woman climbed aboard, and they were off.
Heave the pole, launch the ferry, strike the waves, keep her steady.
Behind them, the bank disappeared from view. In front of them, the sun sank. The river was wide, the currents were strong, the waters were deep, but all was safe in the capable hands of the ferryman. The madwoman took off her coat and looked so small and fragile. She took off her hat. That face, white face, blank face, everyone felt it. Dark waves in front of them. Grey clouds covering stars. Black clouds covering the moon. Only the sound of the ferryman working the river. Drop the pole, steer the ferry, strike the waves, keep her steady. The night passed. And then they saw on the opposite bank a willow. And beneath the willow, a crowd had gathered. And from the crowd, the faint sound of chanting drifting across the waters. The madwoman said, "What's happening? Why the crowd beneath the willow?" "They are chanting the name of the Buddha in memory of someone lost. It's a very sad story."
"Oh, well, do tell us, ferryman. It may be sad, but we'd like to hear."
"Very well. A slaver, a trader in children, was travelling from Miyako with a young lad, a boy, probably 12, but still a child. Fine clothes, unused to travelling. He stumbled and fell by the wayside. Couldn't go another step. The slaver looked him over, decided he was worth nothing, and went on his way. I ask you to leave a child by the side of the road to die." Those on the opposite shore looked after him as best they could. They offered him food, but he couldn't eat. They tried to take him away from the roadside, but he couldn't move. They asked him where he was from, what his name was, and he says he's from Miyako, and his family name, Yoshida. Such a good child. From a good family. Was it his fate? Was it karma? He grew weaker and weaker. But even in the throes of death, he didn't scream or cling to life or cry out. He only said, "Plant a willow over my grave and bury me by the side of the road." And with that, he spoke the name of the Buddha, and passed away. The ferryman let the boat drift to shore.
Those on the boat started to mutter and echo his words. Many of them had heard the story before. It was precisely why they were on the boat. I will break my journey home and call upon the name for the protection of the boy's soul. How could I do otherwise?
United by the story of a child none of them had ever met, they took each other's arms and shoulders and escorted one another onto the bank. Only the madwoman remained. The ferryman took his pole.
Last to climb on board, last to exit. Come along, madwoman, we have arrived.
When did this happen exactly?
A year ago to the very day.
How old was the child?
12.
And his name?
Ume Waka Maru.
His family name?
Yoshida.
And since that time, no family member has visited?
Not to my knowledge.
No, of course not. I am his only living family member. The boy was my child. This madwoman was his mother. What dream is this? What horror? I didn't know. I couldn't have known. How terrible, how terrible. All those on the bank stared. Nobody could think of what to say. Some stretched their arms out, some clutched their hearts. Only when the madwoman stood up and made the boat rock did the ferryman plunge through the shallows and take hold of her and lead her down the wooden boards of the boat as the other passengers held it steady.
You must come with me.
You must come with me. Back on the other side, all the pilgrims gathered round her, but the ferryman kept her walking.
You must come with me.
You must come with me. He took her to where the willow was trailing its long, fine branches into the water. And beneath the willow, a burial mound, a small one, too small.
I really believed I would find you. I travelled all this way to see you. And now I find your grave.
I wanted you to have life. I wanted you to find joy. But now my hope is gone. You were soft, like blossom. You shone like the moon, but like the moon and the blossom, you are gone. Must I live on in such a world? Dig the ground. I must see my son again.
The madwoman started to claw at the earth to dig up her son. The ferryman urged her, please.
All here are chanting the name of the Buddha. Join with us in rhythm, call on the name, chant with us in time. Even with all these voices, your voice, the voice of his mother, will give the child the most joy. Take the bell, call upon the name. Do it for your son.
For my son, I will do it. I will call on the name and let your voice ring out. Let all 33 million million worlds ring with one cry, one voice, Namu Amida Butsu. The woman joined in the chant. The ferryman, the pilgrims, the passengers, the traveller joined in the chant. They beat drums, played flutes and whistles.
The full moon appeared from behind the clouds. The full moon shone.
Wait!
I heard his voice.
I heard it too. Let the woman chant alone.
My son? Is that you?
Namu Amida Butsu. Namu Amida Butsu.
Namu Amida Butsu. Mother!
He was there. Face shining like the moon, face soft like blossoms. She ran to enclose him in her arms.
He was gone. Just the sunlight on the water, illuminating the willow, the ferryman, the madwoman, the pilgrims, the mound, the weeds.
He was gone. Truly gone. She weeps. She weeps.
You might come to Japan. You might walk along my riverbanks, the banks of the Sumida. You might look for a memorial to the lost child. You might even find one crowded in amongst buildings. You won't find any memorial to the mother, and yet there is every memorial. Dandelions, plantain, vetches, clovers. You might not find miyako birds, but there are heron, gulls, swallows. And of course, there's the sun on my water. Look into it. Look into the shine, and you might see a boy, face bright like the moon, face soft like blossoms. Become a mother to every child lost, and then let him go. Life is a river that never returns. And the madwoman and her child are always with me. They're in the calling of the birds, the rushing of my waters, the whistling of the wind, the chanting of voices, the beating of drums, the sounding of gongs. Listen.